Welcome to our Worldwide Network for Success, WWYNS, your dedicated business radio station. The mission of our station is to help you learn how successful managers and business owners direct their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. And now, here is your host, Ralph Anderson.
Welcome. This is Ralph Anderson, host for today's edition of Worldwide Network for Success, business station WWYNS. Today with me is Mr. Joseph Camara of your Network for Success. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, Ralph. It's a pleasure being here.
Joe, the topic for this hour, as I understand, is better marketing for less to help you get the maximum benefits from the time you spend with us. We have designed this station for you, managers, business owners, and those determined to succeed. Our goal each week is to provide you with at least one actionable item that you can use in your business or on the job. So, Joe, let us begin. When someone asks you what to do, how do you describe the business you are in?
Well, I tell them we're business consultants, but for most people that doesn't really mean much. So the best phrase I like is we help businesses grow and prosper. And that's based on a strong base of knowledge that we've acquired over the years and the focus on our customers' needs. YNS, your Network for Success, is an integrated marketing system. And not only is it integrated marketing, but we call it integrated marketing squared. So what does that mean? Well, we use four basic elements when we talk about our marketing system. We are intending to help our customers enhance their awareness, gain greater visibility, stimulate increased interest in their business. So hopefully as you're listening to this, you'll have some interest in our business, which means if you're qualified, you'll become a qualified lead. Step three is creating an opportunity to create a trial sale, beginning a relationship with our business so that you can test us out. We're going to talk more about that later. And then finally, one of the key things that most businesses don't do a very good job of is retention. So we have combined all of these elements into a marketing system, and we have what we call a legacy system that existed several years ago. We are now marrying it or combining it with the digital world, and that's where we believe we're going to get the exponential growth that the squared idea communicates.
Very good, Joe. Joe, how did you get started in your business?
Well, it's an interesting story. I was fortunate as a young man to be teaching at a local university, and I was starting to be hired as a consultant. And so one day the light bulb went off, and I decided, well, I would like to do that. So I did two things. Since I was in an arena that was not really focused on business, I bought a business, and I enrolled in an MBA program, and did the two things at once, since I had learned that educating and doing are, when combined, integrated, pay off more successfully than when you're doing either one by itself. So as a result, I made the transition into the idea that I was going to be a full-time consultant. I sold my business and started being a full-time consultant.
So you're a true entrepreneur, right, Joe?
Well, I'd like to think so.
Very good. Joe, how did you obtain the financing to start your business?
Well, as I mentioned, I sold my business, so I had a little money from that. And since I worked out of my house until I could graduate into our own building, which we have now, my overhead was fairly low, so it really didn't take a lot of startup investment.
Very good. Joe, what is your organization's mission?
Well, as I mentioned, we help businesses grow and prosper. Now, we can do that in many ways, but the focus of your Network for Success and the integrated marketing system are to help businesses focus on their marketing system and build a marketing system that they can use for a long time after they have a relationship with us.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Joe. Would you like to expand on that?
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to say? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what we do is we spend time with a customer trying to understand what their needs are. And once we understand what their needs are and what their current marketing system is, we can design a program that includes the four elements that I talked about: awareness, interest, trial, sale, and retention. And we then focus on helping them implement that system within our greater system. And the beauty is that we're doing it not only for one customer, but for several customers. So often there's interrelationships that develop between our customers, so that there's not only benefit from the system itself for a particular customer, but there's benefit between customers that can work together in some fashion, especially non-competitive customers.
Very good. What skill, knowledge, or other factor was most important in building your business?
Well, I guess I'm going to answer it with more than one answer. Some of it resulted from experience and education. The doing and educating at the same time of ourselves and learning about what works best for customers. So we've learned not only to do for our customers, but we've learned to do for ourselves what works. So when a customer wants to know what works, we can tell them what works because we're doing it for ourselves and we've done it for other customers.
Very interesting. Joe, can you tell us a bit more about your marketing system?
Sure. As I've described the four categories, it really depends on what the nature of a business is. If a business is already good at using, let's say, direct marketing, we certainly don't want to interfere with that. But what we want to do is augment their direct marketing activities, possibly with other things. So they may have felt that using email as a tool is not appropriate because of the rules about spam. Well, we may want to find a way, as we are going to ask you to do, find a way to get people to email us information and give us permission to email them back. And by building that system over time, we can create a very productive, specific unit for creating interest. So I have a business customer that started out a business several years ago and started issuing what she calls tips. And as the tips went out, people would say, can I send that to someone else? So she was building her email list that way. And as she was doing presentations, which is another part of our system for creating and stimulating interest, she was telling people, well, if you'd like to sign up for my tips, sign up for my tips, and so on. So the process works not only as an individual element, email, but in conjunction, when used in conjunction with the presentations and the urging to have someone sign up for the tips if they want to get them. Now we've combined two elements of the marketing system and integrating them as we intend to do with every element that we create.
Could you tell us more about the range of products and services you provide?
Sure. If you look at awareness building activities, there's really quite a list. If you look at all the marketing activities that are available, we've identified a minimum of 36 that we use. There are many more. Some things, for instance, like a billboard, we don't pay much attention to. But if a business like Celino and Barnes, which is already using billboards, is using billboards, we don't want to tell them to stop doing that. We might want to find a way to help them leverage the use of those by doing something different than they currently do on their billboards today. So as we look through a customer's list of awareness building activities, they might not be doing any surveys. They may not be getting or interested in getting feedback from their customers. So we might create a survey tool for them, especially on the internet where it's easy to do and low cost, and people seem to like to respond to surveys on the internet. And so we might build that in as part of their awareness building activities. If we're talking about increasing interest in someone's business, I mentioned this person who's doing tips and presentations. Well, we want a presentation, since it's like this program, is longer than an ad of 30 seconds or a 60-second ad. We're having an opportunity for somebody to get to know that person on a one-on-one basis. So a presentation is a perfect element. Well, maybe there are other things that they might be interested in that's not covered in a presentation. Might they be interested in a free attendance at a different kind of activity, she creates hypertufas with her customers. Well, it's not part of a presentation, but if a person is interested, when she explains what hypertufa is and what it takes to make one or do it, she would invite them to a class. So now someone is, as a result of her presentation and her explanation, expresses an interest in that particular product. She then holds the class and gets that person to become a customer. So now she can continue the process. Once the class is over, she can thank someone for coming, create the next tip for that person, of course for the rest of the people too, but get that person to keep getting those tips and then possibly find something else that they're interested in that she might be providing, like a tour of a garden or a class for students or whatever it happens to be. So what we're interested in doing is not just creating interest and awareness, but our main focus, one of the things we're going to emphasize later, is we try to put live potential qualified prospects in front of a business sales team, whether it's the owner or whether it's part of a real sales team of two or three or four or five people. Our goal is to get live people to come to events or talk to the business and create the opportunity for a trial sale. And then, of course, we talked about retention a little bit. There are lots of retention activities. One is keeping people on the mailing list. Another might be inviting them to an executive briefing in the future, either paying for it themselves or being sponsored by a customer and so on. So there are many ways to use the system and to make sure that everything is integrated at the same time.
What type of customers do you serve?
Well, we really serve two kinds of customers. If you're a small business or a small business owner or somebody thinking about getting into a small business, then you should be thinking about visiting our website and reading what the material is there, and whether you contact us or not down the road is up to you. Again, we are wanting to stimulate your interest, but there should be plenty of educational information there for you to take advantage of without necessarily having a formal relationship with us. Large organizations we're looking for to be sponsors of this system. They get the same benefits that a small organization gets, but they get value every week for a year. So not only are we creating opportunities for small businesses on a sporadic or weekly or regular basis, depending on what they choose, we're creating an opportunity for a large customer, like a bank or an attorney or an accountant, to meet people every week and get to know prospective customers with the opportunity to make a sale to them.
Joe, how do you acquire new customers?
Well, I hinted at it earlier. We use our own system. This recording is part of our system. It's one of the things that if you're listening, you'll see that you could be part of this system as well. If you wanted to be part of the system and you contacted us and said, well, how do I make a program that people might be interested in listening to my story about, we could create a one-off radio program for you. However, our goal is not to do a one-off. Our goal is to have your message be aired or presented consistently over time so you get the full benefits of the total integrated marketing system. You'll get many of the benefits, but you won't get the benefits of repeated, consistent, constant marketing activities. YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586, 575-737-8586, or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more detail. That's network, the number 4, success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6.
Today, again, we have and we are talking with Mr. Joseph Camara. And again, the topic for this hour is better marketing for less. So, Joe, which major marketing activities are most productive for your business?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I hope you find my answer interesting. I don't believe we have a single marketing activity because we have a system, and the system all works together. Everything is integrated, so we create opportunities to talk with customers by using the system, creating awareness, stimulating interest, giving them an opportunity to have a trial sale, which is what we're suggesting to you if you're listening. Log on to our website and see what you find there and see if you're interested. And of course, if you are and you want to develop a relationship with us, we intend to retain you as a customer over a period of time. We know that one-off marketing is not the best tool for a business. We find often that an ad agency or a newspaper or someone will create a sales opportunity and say to a customer, well, you should advertise in our paper, and they'll run a couple of ads, or a radio station will run a series of commercials for a period of time. But if you look around the world and you realize how many ads there are, your ad is going to get lost. So unless you're doing what we're suggesting, not only creating awareness that you exist, but finding a way to stimulate and tell people more about your business and your reason for why people should do business with you in more than a 30-second ad, then you're starting to think about our system. So we're using it. If you're listening and you're interested and you want to know more, visit our website, call us, talk to somebody here at your network for success, and find out, get the answers to your questions that are specific to your needs, and maybe we can find a way to work together. So there's no one method that stands out. Our system works, and we not only use it for our customers, we use it for ourselves.
Great. Compared to your competition, how are your services priced?
Well, as we've indicated by the title of the program, we believe that if you invest in our system, you'll get better results for a smaller investment. If you took all the pieces of your marketing activities, there are some that are probably not as productive as others. Take that investment and invest it in us. Let us prove to you that our system works for you as well as for us. And the best way is to test that out in some fashion. We always try to work with customers in a trial period so that they can make a decision after a certain period of time whether they want to continue. If they decide not, well, then we obviously didn't do as good a job as we should have. If they do continue, which is typical, then we work with them for a year or 2 years or 3 years at a time.
Good news, Joe. What form of added value do you provide to your clients?
Well, I think I've been talking about that pretty much. So the interesting thing is not only do we talk and help our customers with the system, we do most of the work, but we can't do all of the work. We have to integrate with our customers because they have existing marketing systems, they have existing sales teams, so we need to not only do the work that we do, but we need to integrate with them. And again, running an ad doesn't do that. Having a TV program that has, let's say, an infomercial doesn't do that. We don't believe. So what we want to do is we want to do most of the work, and because we have these trial concepts, we minimize the customer's risk so that not only does a customer get to test it out, but they invest less than they would. So, for instance, let's say they were running a full-page ad in a large newspaper and spending $10,000 on it. That's a one-shot activity. Let's say we work together and we took that same amount of investment and we worked for 13 weeks with them for that same amount of money. We are pretty confident that we will get much, much better results than that one-page ad would ever produce.
What makes your services unique? Or in other words, Joe, what do you offer that your competition does not?
Well, I think the key thing, there are several, but I think the key thing is an example I gave earlier. We put live qualified prospects in front of your salespeople. We don't believe most agencies do that. If you look at all of the variety of services that agencies provide, of whatever kind they are, whether they're focused on marketing or sales or advertising or whatever it happens to be, we don't think that they intend to create that opportunity. The ad is nice, and many ads are just image ads. If you look at the Geico ads, they're a little better because they have a call to action. But if you watch many ads, which is what we do a lot of, they're just intending to have you remember their name. And that's nice, but does that cause you to want to call them? Well, we don't think so. If it does, when you have a need, that's great. But we find that most of the time, people don't act that way. They act because they have a friend referral, or they act in a different way because they have a preference for one type of company. Chevy and Ford would be a good example. If you're a Ford guy, no matter how many Chevy ads you see, you're going to buy a Ford most likely. And if you're a Chevy guy, the reverse is true. So Ford can run 1,000 commercials that you'll see and never get you to take action on their behalf. Well, our goal is to get people to take action on the behalf of our customers. In addition, we've talked about integrating these marketing activities. We do a lot of watching what other businesses do, and we don't see a lot of integrated marketing. Because the integrated marketing works so well, each element leverages the other element. I've given some examples. So it's a continuous process. It's not sporadic like ads or whatever a company typically does. And so the process not only starts and works, but it builds over time.
Joe, what geographic markets or demographic markets do you serve?
Well, in terms of geographic markets, we have mostly a focus on greater Western New York. However, that certainly doesn't limit us because we're using the digital age. This radio program is a worldwide activity. And so we'd be more than happy to work with someone in another geographical market that wants to accomplish what we're accomplishing, either as a licensee or for their own business. They would need to do a few different things than we do because they would have to do much of the work in another location unless for some reason they wanted us to come there and be there weekly or monthly or whatever it was. But the best arrangement would be to help them learn how to use the system in their geographical market without our doing most of the work.
So in other words, Joe, if you got a call from someone in Hong Kong, you could help them, you know, buy one of your product service packages, correct?
Absolutely. And again, the beauty of the digital technology these days, which we're using, is that we might work via Skype or some other format. The GoToMeeting is another example of creating an opportunity to work together at a distance. So distance should not be a problem, other than the fact that we wouldn't necessarily be able to go there on a weekly basis. Now, I can't imagine somebody wanting to fly us to Hong Kong on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. So we would want to design the system that would be somewhat independent of our efforts. We would have to teach them how to not reinvent the wheel since we've invented it. We would simply show them how to use it effectively in their particular local market. So it could be a large company. It could be an entrepreneurial person that wants to do this on his or her own and create the system with our assistance in that market. So they'd become a licensee.
What firms are your top three competitors?
Well, I don't know. Most people would say the answer I'm going to give is a little bit astounding. I have no idea. And the reason I have no idea is because there are hundreds of advertising, print, telemarketing, sales consultants, billboard companies, marketing consultants, and so on. so far, as I can tell, we ignore them. And the reason we ignore them is we understand how our system works for customers. And all we need to do is, as we're promoting on this radio program, is get somebody to call us and help them understand how we can help them. Now, if they want to go out and shop our services, that's perfectly what we're perfectly agreeable to that, because we don't believe anybody's doing what we're doing exactly as we're doing it. We've talked maybe about it being a little unique, but assuming we do what we do for our customers, we try to make them happy. We want to make sure we're happy because they're happy. And once that happens, whether we have a competitor in the market or not really is irrelevant to us, because we're helping our customer accomplish the business goals of his or her company.
Joe, how can that be? You're supposed to be a marketing consultant.
Well, it's based on a lot of experience plus two major reasons. If you look at Walmart, which is an example I love, they got into a business where there were a huge number of large and small competitors. What do? They sell everything from soup to nuts. Well, if you walk down a business street like Hurdle or Elmwood or Main Street or wherever you are, and you look at all the stores that are selling some of the same things they sell, who are their competitors? Lord & Taylor? Sears? Kmart? Of course, all of those things. But they found a method, a system, a technique to be successful. And they started small, just like most companies. And because they had a better way of doing things, they grew. So that's our philosophy. That's element number one. Second thing is, there are many disruptive businesses like Google. There was Yahoo and whatever else. I can't remember the names of all of the competitors they had before they got in the business. And because they had a better system, more effective, and managed their business more effectively, they grew to be the leader in the market. Similar with Facebook or Twitter or Skype. Any of these disruptive technologies that are coming into play today in today's digital world tell us that it probably doesn't make any difference whether you have competitors or not, as long as you're doing something that your customers want and need.
What common challenges or problems caused by your existing customers to recognize their need for your products and services?
Well, as of today, if you listen to this program 10 years from 2012, this may no longer be true. But as of today, there's a poor economy. If somebody's struggling because of a poor economy or a loss of a key salesperson, or for some reason their business is static or has dropped off, that's a potential customer for us because we can show them how to get better results. If an owner of a small business is working too hard to maintain the level of sales that they currently have, and the business is relying on that person, well, we're going to provide an adjunct arm. We aren't going to be part of your business, but we're going to produce the results to create your sales opportunities that you want. Often companies, as I was talking about earlier with ads, market sporadically. This is particularly true with consultants or contractors or people who have to work hard in their business, web developers and so on. They work hard, their project or activity ends, they have a dead spot. Now they got to start marketing. It takes them a while to get a new customer, and now they have to deliver on whatever they promised. So now they've stopped marketing. Well, our system is continuous. So somebody can rely on us to continually put them in front of potential customers and have a constant and continuous marketing activity, which will make it easier for them to build their business because they're not focused on marketing and sales as much as they used to be. We have 10 other reasons that businesses don't do integrated marketing. And if you're interested, just email us at...
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586. 575-737-8586. Or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Support at networkforsuccess.com, and we'll be glad to email it.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more details. That's network4success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6.
Folks, welcome back to our worldwide Network for Success in Business Station WWYNS. And Joe, again, we're talking about better marketing for less. So let us return. How can an individual or business start a low-risk relationship with YNS?
Well, we've hinted at it already or stated it pretty clearly. Just visit our website and start looking around, read the definitions that we've provided and some of the insights we hope we'll be giving you there. And if you're interested in further information, then you would sign up, as we've talked about, for increased information. You'll get on our blog list. We'll be sending you blogs periodically. We have a large number of podcasts and other things that you'll find of interest. And so what you're going to be doing, in a sense, is seeing whether the ideas we have and the methods that we are advocating fit with your business. You could also become a one-time radio guest, as the example of this program. Or, since we hold regular presentation meetings, we call them executive briefings, you could be a one-time briefing presenter and see how that works for you. Or you might be an advertiser, although we're not too excited about having you do a short-term advertising activity, because, as I talked about earlier, we don't believe that short-term advertising activities work. I think GEICO is a good example. You can't go anywhere without seeing their name. So they are not only advertising, but they're advertising continuously and hoping to get at the top of your mind. Well, we want to do the same thing for the people who are working with us. We want continuous marketing activities, and so a short-term advertising activity is probably not ideal. Now, we also provide coaching. So if you are thinking about implementing a system on your own and creating your own wheel, we might be able to help you do that more effectively than you can do on your own. Certainly by reading our materials, you'll get an idea of what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. But since we've done it for many years, you might want to gain the insights that we have.
Great. Joe, how does a business start a formal relationship with your network for success?
Well, the simplest way is to become a paid membership subscriber. We call that level 3. That may not mean much to you at the moment, but when you visit our website, you'll see that we have 3 levels. The first level is simply like most businesses have, is a web page. It has a lot of information. And the next level is the sign-up phase. There's no obligation for money. All we ask is that you give us your name, your email address, and agree that we can send you announcements about things like radio programs, executive briefings, special promotions that our customers have, and so on. So that's the simplest, least expensive way to become a formal partner of ours. Now, if you're interested in a long-term relationship, then you could become a regular guest on our radio program, you could become a host on our radio program, you could become a regular presenter at an executive briefing, you could combine the two, which is what we recommend, become both a radio guest and an executive briefing presenter, and so on. The greatest investment that you would make would be a sponsor, and we call it sponsor partnership. We are going to work together to accomplish your goals for a longer period of time than just a one-off briefing or radio program or whatever. So those are all different ways. We would, of course, want you to call us or talk with us before you made any decisions about that, so we can answer your questions and show you the complete portfolio of what you get. As I mentioned, we use 36 different elements of marketing, so you'll want to know what those are, and you'll want to know which of them are appropriate for your business, since we may not need to use all of them if you're using some of those already very successfully.
Joe, tell us a little bit about your staff and what are their most important skills.
Well, some people have a bias against using independent contractors, but we like the idea. Not only does it keep our overhead low, but we believe it's better to deal with the chief, president, owner, CEO, whatever it is, of a small company who's wanting to build a business than it is to have an employee whose goals and interests may not be as great as that of a business owner. If you have employees, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. So we would rather hire people who have lots of skill and who are trying to build a business and are independent contractors than having employees. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have employees. We have employees when we need them. But most of what we create and produce is done very effectively by the experts that we gather.
Very good, Joan. Tell us about how you use information technology.
Well, we're fortunate, and it's like, I guess, most young people these days, they grow up with technology. I didn't use much technology when I was a high school student, but I was fortunate as I got into college to start using computer technology almost immediately. So as we've grown over the years, we've not only taken that experience that we had, we've installed it or instilled it into the nature of our customer relationships. So we're always trying to help our customers be on the forefront, which means we have to be on the forefront of technology. So we've used all kinds of technology in our past. Computers obviously are the earliest ones, but as we've talked about these digital advantages, we're using Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and the wide variety of digital tools that are available. For instance, I don't know if most of you know, but Google has a number of apps. You probably know that they have a number of apps. Do you know how many they have? Well, the answer is they have over 144 apps, most of which are free. So what's the advantage to you? Well, if you don't know about them, you can't use them. But if you know about them, or if we help you know about them, and we can help you install them in your business or use them in your business to your best advantage, it will enhance your productivity. It'll improve better results, and since they're free, which is hard to beat, you'll get better results for less money.
Great. Joe, what changes in your business do you see with regard to IT within the next year or two?
Well, as I've kind of made the case, we are using technology every day, so we're going to continue to use especially free digital technology. Of course, there are some things that we have to pay for, but because of the disruptive technologies that are happening on the internet, many of those are very low cost, even if they do cost money. So we're going to continue to increase both our personal and our organizational productivity in that way. If you want a list of our Google list, or if you want a list of other things that we are recommending as productivity tools, again, if you just email us at support@networkforsuccess.com, support@networkforsuccess.com, we'd be glad to send it to you.
How do you position your company's services, Joe? For example, what are the key words or key phrases you use to describe it online?
Well, if you think about marketing, there are many, many, many ways to talk about marketing. So, our best method is to use our mission statement. We help businesses grow and prosper. So if someone's looking for business growth, that's a term we use. If they're looking for prosperity or business prosperity, that's a term. Marketing is a term. Integrated marketing is a term. All of these kinds of terms are valuable terms that someone can research on the net. I'm sure you've probably done that if you're in a business, and you have some idea of those.
What major strategic or tactical move has your business tried that did not work? Why did they fail? And perhaps, what would you recommend to others to prevent such things?
Well, we were fortunate in the early days of the World Wide Web. We developed a website. Unfortunately, we didn't understand, because of the early nature of the web, that a standalone marketing activity was not particularly productive. So, after we analyzed the results, which we were tracking using, again, some of the tools that are available for free, we decided that that should change. And we created a focus program to make sure that we were building our web presence over time. And we went from a handful of hits per week to thousands of hits per week. Now, unfortunately, there's been a lag in our activity, especially on the website. Since YNS website is relatively new, there's no history of it. The consulting website that we have, we really didn't find we got as much value out of that standalone activity as we would have liked. So we stopped investing money in creating that, and we put it in the rest of our marketing system, which we found to be more successful. And that's the idea that we're suggesting to you, is if you have two or three or four different marketing activities, that you evaluate which one is the least valuable to you, determine how much money you're investing in it, and determine if there's a better thing to invest it in, like us.
What are the three biggest challenges your company faces in gaining new customers?
Well, I'd say the first one is finding the right fit. So if you're listening to this program and you're really not a good fit for our activities, then you may find that you'd be better off spending your time with another marketing activity of some sort. But if you're a small business that has, let's say, 5 to 25 employees, and you already have a marketing program, and some of them are not working as well as you'd like, and you want to use the advantage that we're creating in terms of our knowledge and education, and we fit together well, we can analyze your needs, and then we can understand whether there's a good fit, and if so, we both need to make a decision whether we're a good fit. If there's a good fit, we start working together. Also, we want to make sure that a customer's activities are going to integrate with our activities. We've mentioned the need for human interaction or human integration with our activities, but we need to make sure that the fit is proper so that you're getting the greatest benefit. And to some degree, our system is like a complex system of any other kind, maybe like a jet engine. It has many subsystems that are transparent to a customer. Well, the customer needs to understand how those help. Certainly with a jet engine, wiring is a crucial element that pervades the whole plane. If it didn't exist, the plane couldn't function. Well, that's some of the way our system works. If you don't like some of the elements of our system and they're not valuable to you, chances are the fit is not going to be good. And the last thing is, we want to spend time with our customers educating them before we begin implementation, so they do understand that the wiring system is important, and how things work are important, and how they would invest their time, even though it should be minimal, in making the system work best for them.
Well, very good, Joe, but one of the things I've observed in our interviewing process is that you have a marketing system, but I have also observed that it's integrated and it includes sales. So perhaps you might want to amplify a little bit about one of the challenges in making your customers aware that our system includes the sales activity and making sales.
Well, our goal is to put a qualified customer or prospect, prospective customer, in front of your salespeople. Now, if you don't have confidence in your salespeople or you don't have confidence in your own sales ability, there are certain elements of selling advice that we can give you and show you how to do better. We have a program that's not part of your network for success called Guaranteed Sales Growth. Well, most companies would like to have guaranteed sales. So, if that's part of your need and that's part of the system, then we would help you gain better sales activities.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to, 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586, 575-737-8586, or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network4success.com for more details. That's network4success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6.
Again, today we are talking with Mr. Joseph Camara, and his topic for today is Better Marketing for Less. Joe, let us return with this question. If you were a prospective customer, what concern would be most important to you in considering the purchase of your products and services?
Well, there's a one-word answer. Results. Fortunately, we have an excellent track record. And if you want a copy, you can go on our website and look at the testimonials, or if you want a copy of one of our case studies, just email us at support@networkforsuccess.com, and we will be glad to email it to you.
Joe, what is your organization's vision for the future?
Well, that's interesting. As happened with our legacy system, the system we designed a number of years ago that didn't include all of the digital material or activities, we see that the addition of these digital tools is going to help us accelerate our business much more quickly than before. So we see that we're going to have a wide variety of different kinds of customers within the next couple of years. And assuming we attract a person who wants to have a licensee or two, we'll have a couple of licensees around the country. And we may find ways to syndicate some of what we're doing as in the nature of this radio program. When we had our legacy system, we were talking with radio stations around the country, and we were able to talk with them about how to syndicate some of our activities. We never got that to that point. If you want to know why, give us a call and we'll be glad to talk with you about it. But we see it as an opportunity, and there's no reason that we can't accomplish that goal.
Very good. In today's global market, one of the things we here have observed is that things are changing and changing fairly rapidly. And I'm curious if you have enough vision to say, to go out maybe in 5 years from now and envision, you know, exactly how this merging social media marketing techniques might come to a focal point.
I don't know how to answer your question. 5 years is too far ahead for me. I can think of a couple of years. I think more and more companies are using this concept of integrated marketing by looking at the way the digital tools work. They may not have a legacy system because they don't need one. They may simply be using digital tools to create a four-part system: awareness, interest, trial, sale, and retention. And I think that's a trend that's going to happen. So if you're a business and you're not keeping your eye out about all the digital activities that are available or tools, I think you're going to find yourself having a difficult time competing with those who are, especially in disruptive technology areas. It seems to me the phone company is spending a lot of time trying to understand how to make money with their old legacy system, the phone lines and hard lines, but they're doing by using the cell phones, they've found a way to take advantage of at least some of that. Well, I think those trends are going to continue, and I think they're going to at some point decide that they're just not going to be in the hardline business anymore, and that business is going to evaporate just like the buggy whip business, for the most part, has evaporated.
Well, very good, Joe. Yeah, I myself agree that the mobile market is definitely going to be a more focusing activity in the future. Joe, will you be developing important new products, services, or marketing major changes in those offerings?
Well, one of the things that I see is that we're not doing at the moment is that we're not creating webinars or providing webinars. This audio activity and the podcast activity are simply that, audio-based. We see a lot of people providing webinars that are seminar-based, and that they're charging a fairly significant amount of money for. So we believe that webinars is an activity that we're going to evolve into in the future. Whether that will be something that our customers will want to do will depend on the nature of their business. But there's no reason that if someone's doing an executive briefing that they couldn't be presenting a webinar just as easily as we could. So that's a major focus, I think, that we're going to experience in the future.
Thank you, Joe. Probably one of the most pivotal questions I like to ask business folks like yourself. If a business owner, manager, wants to purchase your best value product service package, what top three steps should she or he make to get the maximum benefits with the minimum economic expenditure?
Well, that's a question we ask every one of our interviewees, and we're real happy to answer because we want people to get the maximum benefit from the minimum economic expenditure. In other words, better marketing for less. So here's what we suggest. Step one, you want to test our system. You want to test us and see if we are delivering what you've heard about in this program. So visit YNS, log on to networkforsuccess.com, and read the information that's there. Two, sign up for our blogs and read them and see if you like what they have to say and if you believe we have something to add to your particular marketing activity. Three, attend one or more of our executive briefing activities or contact us about what your specific needs or goals are in your business, because if you're at a distance, you may not be able to attend a briefing. But I would suggest attending a briefing, which, of course, the first one is free. We're going to provide you with lunch and in-depth information, not only about other businesses, but if you came to a briefing about YNS, we would be glad to give you much more detail about some of the things that we've been talking about today. We have many handouts and written materials that will provide you with support information to help you make a good decision about whether we're a good fit. And if you like that activity, then we may find a way to work together in any one of those either ways I talked about earlier, the low-level investment or a long-term investment that will help your business grow and prosper.
Very good, Joe. In closing out, is there any final summary statement that you would make regarding better marketing for less?
Well, I think I just made it. Get started with us, let us see if there's a good fit, and let's find a way to work together.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586. 575-737-8586. Or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network4success.com for more detail. That's network4success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6. Our program, The Leading Edge of Supply Chain Management, was brought to you by Supply Chain Optimizers. SCO is a logistics company known for providing personalized, end-to-end cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving the hundreds of opportunities firms have hidden within their supply chain activities. If you want to download 15-minute segment podcasts of this program, simply go to www.network4success.com. That's network4success.com. This program was produced and directed by Your Network for Success and is copyrighted as of March 11th, 2013.